Om Shanti. We'll be revising today's Avyakta Murli. In last Sunday's Avyakta Murli, Baba discussed about fortune, what fortunes you have got, how to increase the fortune, how to take care of the fortune. It's like a property, it's like a right. So you have to take all the rights, you have to increase the line of fortune, you have to sparkle this star of fortune, and you have to take care of property and increase the property. That was last Sunday's Murli. Today's Murli is about renunciation, Tyag. Yesterday, last time it was Tyag, fortune, and now it is Tyag, Bhagya and Tyag. Actually, we have discussed this, almost 10 people have discussed this Murli here in last 2 days. So, somebody was asking me, what are you going to tell now? Because everything has been discussed. Everything has been told. So what are you going to discuss? So, there's one word in Murli. This is a story of, this is the, how Brahma became number one. So this Murli is about the story of Brahma becoming number one. And the basis of his becoming number one is his renunciation, his tyag. So before we enter into Murli, let's first of all discuss what are the different things Brahma Baba renounced? What are the different things he renounced? So what is the answer? About 10 things, about 12 things. What are the different things Brahma Baba renounced? He gave up. Start from his Laukik life. First of all, what he renounced? His wealth. He renounced his wealth. When he realized that I am getting something, a different wealth, the imperishable wealth, before that imperishable wealth, this is nothing. So he renounced this. That is the first renunciation, wealth. Then, he renounced social norms, customs, Laukik, Lok Laj. That is a very important renunciation. Then third, then name and fame. He renounced that. Then relationships, bodily relationships. After Shiva Baba entered him, his life is entirely different. He is no more that original Dada Lake Raj, but he has become Brahma, who is the father of humanity. So he is no more related to them as their as somebody's husband or father like that. Rather the father of the entire humanity. Then all the resources, luxuries, comforts, conveniences. There was a Murli recently we had revised, 9th April 2017, Avyakta Murli, spread the vibration of Tyag, Tapasya and Seva. In that Baba has talked about renunciation, about Tyag. That is the your fortune and Brahma's Tyag. This is famous. Your fortune and Brahma's renunciation is famous. Recently we saw that Murli about a month back. And what else? He renounced. What did he renounce? Body consciousness. Yeah, so that is a body or body conscious. Today's Murli is focusing entirely on that. We'll come to that. So one of the factors is, one of the point is body consciousness. Then I and mine. Then what else? What are the other things he renounced? Physical, sleep, his own rest and sleep, that also he renounced. Then, his own weaknesses and seeing weaknesses of others, this is the thing he renounced. His own, there was no negativity, but still we can say he renounced negativity, he renounced weaknesses, he renounced waste, everything that is waste he renounced. Then, bhakti, that's not a very great renunciation, but still okay, bhakti. Then, so all the paraphernalia of bhakti marg, all the things that were there in the path of devotion, he renounced. He was such a great devotee, but then he renounced everything, automatically, but that renunciation occurred on its own. Then, life? Lifestyle, earlier lifestyle. his old lifestyle. Okay, so there are many points and you can churn on this. This is a good topic of churning. What are the things Brahma Baba renounced? Straight away coming to today's Murli. Though from last 2 days we have been revising, and almost as I said, 10 people have revised this in 10 different ways. So what is this Murli about? Let's divide this Murli in different topics. First of all, as I said, this Murli is on renunciation. So in this Murli, Baba is telling us about definition of renunciation, one. He is telling what are the types of renunciation, two. Third, he is telling us what are the ways of renouncing body consciousness. What are the different ways of renouncing body consciousness? Then he is telling what is the result of renunciation of body consciousness. And then he is telling what are the factors that are coming in between this renunciation. Because of those things we are not able to renounce. So straight away coming to the first point. Baba has given us a very good swaman or self-respect that you are images of renunciation. You are embodiment of renunciation. Tyagmurt, Tyagmurti, Tyagsvarup. You are embodiment of renunciation. You are image of renunciation. Also one more, you are image of cooperation. Sahyogi, Murt or Swarup. So that is the first swaman he gave us. And coming to the renunciation, definition. So what is the definition of? There are 2-3 definitions, different places Baba has given. Otherwise, what do you understand by Tyag? What is Tyag? What is renunciation? Tyag means to give up something. Tyag means to give up something, to abandon something, to reject something as useless, to give up something. If you go to the dictionary definition of renunciation, it means something you were using earlier and now you give up. That is renunciation. That is Tyag. So what Baba has given that a very deep definition of renunciation. Baba has said even the Murli, last Sunday also, he said that I am going to tell you about renunciation next time. So he has fulfilled his promise. Last Sunday's Murli it was there, I will tell you. Otherwise, most of the time you keep on searching, you never find when that golden day comes when he is going to discuss that. But this time, Baba has last time said that I am going to tell you about renunciation. It is very deep. Next time, so next time he is fulfilling his promise. So even in today's Murli, Baba has said, the definition of renunciation is very deep. So what is the definition? Multiple definitions have been given. First is to give up everything. To renounce everything, to renounce every situation. At other place, Baba has said, renunciation means giving up everything which is old. That is the definition of renunciation. Everything which is old, everything that is old, you give up that is renunciation. At other place, Baba has said, to renounce to somebody. This is actually, he has used the word renunciation in the sense of donation. In the sense of, otherwise he never uses like this. You just give up things, but here he said, you renounce to something. Means you are renouncing to a particular person. To renounce to a particular means that thing doesn't belong to you now. It belongs to that person. Even in the thought, you cannot have. You cannot have even the thought of taking that thing back, that object, that thing back. The greatest example in the history is of King Harishchandra. When the Vishwamitra wanted to test, when he was told that he is the man of truth, Vishwamitra said, no, I will try to prove that he will not abide by truth at all times, all stations of his life. So he comes first. He plays a trick, a gimmick. He comes first and he tells him, I am conducting a yajna. I need some money. Give me money. So he gives him money, but he says that I will keep the money with yourself. I will come at a later date and take the money. Okay? And there are different versions in different Purans. In Mahabharata it is different, so many. One of the popular version is that Vishwamitra plants a dream in his sleep. In the mind of Harishchandra. In that dream, Harishchandra dreams that he has given all his kingdom to Vishwamitra. So next day Vishwamitra comes and says, give me my kingdom. He says, which kingdom? You have given all the kingdom in your dream. So you have to abide by truth. So Harishchandra says, okay, take all your kingdom. But when he is about to go, leaving his kingdom, he says, what about that money which I gave you? So then the story starts. So here the punchline is, once you give up something, you don't take it back. Not in the thoughts, not even in dreams. You don't take it back. So here Baba is saying, what did you promise? What did you promise? That tan, man, dhan. It's the body, mind and wealth and relations. So coming to the types of renunciation. So first he told about the definition. Definition is to give up everything, to give up every situation, to finish that belongingness, feeling of belongingness, to finish all the rights over that particular thing, to give up the old, that is renunciation. Not even in the thought, somewhere in the heart you have the thought of taking that thing back. So that is renunciation. And that is the greatest definition of renunciation, to give up things. But giving up alone is not renunciation, that he has cleared later on. So now what are the types of renunciation? What are the types of renunciation? Tyag, types. So many different categories are there. First type Baba has described is these four types. First is body, mind, wealth, relations. So these are the four types. Second category is internal renunciation and external renunciation. You give up things on the surface, outside. And one is to give up inside. That is a deeper renunciation. External renunciation anybody can do. You give up things, you give up home and this and that. That is external renunciation. Another is internal renunciation. Yet another category Baba has said is incomplete renunciation and complete renunciation. Complete renunciation means you give up body and all the bodily relationships. That is complete renunciation. Another complete renunciation is you give up home and all the paraphernalia of the home. Just as those sannyasis, what they do? Those sannyasis, they give up home, they abandon their home and they go away. Nothing of that home belongs to them. So also this body is also your home. So you give up body consciousness and all the attraction of physical senses. That is the paraphernalia of this body. You give up everything. So to give up that means complete renunciation. Not to give up the attraction of the senses means incomplete renunciation. So this is yet another category. Complete renunciation, incomplete renunciation. External renunciation, internal renunciation. One more is full dead and half dead. Baba said, if you want to die, die fully. Otherwise, you can stay alive. Full death, half death. This is another type of renunciation. This concept of renunciation is so deep. As I was thinking on this Murli, listening from last 2 days, how everybody is journeying and how everybody is coming out with different points, I was thinking that how Baba is taking this subject gradually into the depth of it. Now, we'll come to the different examples Baba has given, about 4-5 examples Baba has given in the Murli. The first example is how you have to renounce. The entire Murli is focusing on just one point. We saw 4 types of renunciation: body, mind, wealth and relations. So this Murli is all about renunciation of body. But that doesn't mean to give up body or to die that way. It is to renounce body consciousness. Now, the entire Murli is about body consciousness. We listen about soul consciousness and body consciousness day in, day out in all the Sakar Murlis. But this Murli is focusing entirely on this. So first example Baba gives is of sannyasi. A sannyasi gives up his home and he goes away. Okay? If he comes back, he is pariah. He is not accepted in the society. Just as that is seen in the life of Saint Nanishwar. His parents, his father, who was earlier a householder, then he gives up and he becomes sannyasi. He goes to Kashi and then his guru orders him and he comes back into household. So the entire community is sort of complete global pariah he's become. He becomes an outcast. And he had to take dehant prayaschit. He had to die with his wife. So that's the story. So that is not an acceptable norm in the society. Once you give up something, you should not take back. In the similar manner, Baba is saying, this home, this body is your home. So you give up body consciousness, you don't come back to it. If you come back, that will not be accepted. One is this. Another thing, Baba said, those sannyasi, if he gives up everything, diamonds, palaces, but if he gets attached to a small, broken, old, earthenware vessel, what that will be called? If you give up everything and you are attached to small, broken, earthenware vessel, that will pull you. Just as diamonds pull you, that earthenware vessel will pull you. And three things will happen. First, you won't be able to become angel. If you are attached to even one earthen pot, you will not be able to become angel. You will be bitten by mosquitoes. Lot of mosquitoes are there. Where there are earthen pot, old, broken, damaged, mosquitoes will come. And you won't be able to become angel. So these are the three things Baba said. Now what is this earthen pot? Baba is talking about these senses. If you are attached to even one physical senses, we have got five senses. Roop, ras, gandha, sparsha, shabda. One is form, roop, ras, taste. Second is taste, ras, shabda, sound, sparsh, touch, gandh, smell. So these are the five senses, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, hands or skin or touch. So if any one of these five is attracting you or deceiving you, you won't be called a person who has renounced this body consciousness. Because how body consciousness comes through all these five things, five senses? We see something and we get attracted. We hear something and we get attracted. We taste something and we get attracted. We touch something and we want to touch it again and again. We smell something and we want to smell that again and again. But that itself constitutes slavery of senses. We have to become master, not a slave. A person who cannot control his eyes. Just now we saw about the cataract of eyes. If the eyes are not very, our vision is not clear, if there is a cataract there or any of the diseases of the eye, we won't be able to see things as they are. So, what do we see? What do we hear? What are we seeing? That is another question. First the gross things are there and then subtle things are there. If we have a habit of seeing body, vices can enter. Because sometimes you will see beautiful body, sometimes you will see ugly body. That is what mind is labors under that delusion. So, eyes. Take care of the eyes. What we see, what we hear, what we speak, what we touch, what we smell. All the five senses. Even if one senses, Baba has given another definition of renunciation is, even if you are attracted by one sense, that will not be called complete renunciation. So, this is the first example of sannyasi, home, giving up home. Second example is about this. What are the things, samagri, paraphernalia of this home, senses, not even to get attracted to. Third, Baba has talked about one saying that you talk in bhakti marg of, or even after coming in jnana, to give up body and bodily relationships. To give up body and bodily relationship is the definition of renunciation. That is the third. Fourth, he is reminded about two promises in this murli. The entire murli Baba has told, reminded us of two promises. What are the two promises you made? First, promises this body, this mind and wealth belongs to you. This is the first promise Baba is reminding us. Second promise is, wherever you will make me move, wherever you will keep make me sit, I will sit. That is the second promise. So don't forget that promise. So that is about promise. Then, he has told about carelessness. If you are careless in this, in becoming soul conscious, again few things will happen. You won't be able to belong to Father. If you are more and more body conscious, you won't be able to belong to Him. You won't be able to claim number one. And you won't be able to have constant and stable stage, ekrasthiti. These three things will happen if you are careless. Then very good thing Baba has told in this murli, five different ways of giving up body consciousness. He told about five different ways of giving up body consciousness. What you have to do if you want to give up body consciousness? Five things. First, think of this body as amanat, as an invaluable treasure you have got. Think of this body as amanat. This body is amanat. I have got from Baba and I have to utilize it for service. It's not for the sake of self-indulgence. It is not for the sake of sense gratification. It is not for the sake of getting drowned into the world of sensuality. This body is not for that. Baba has said, this body has been given to you as a valuable treasure. Take care of this body. It's an amanat. That is the first method. What a deep method it is. Keep on thinking whole day that this body is amanat. This body is a treasure I have received from Father. It's not for the sake of indulgence. It's for the sake of service. That is the first method. Second method. Think of yourself as a guest in this body. The guest, the body is a guest house. This is the second analogy. Body is a guest house, guest home, and you are a guest in this body. Somebody was that day discussing about guest. A guest who comes into a place, first of all, he is always detached. He doesn't feel that any one of these things are mine. He utilizes them, but he doesn't get attached to any one of those things. And he has always in his mind that I have to go back. And he always brings some present. He always wants to keep that place well. He wants to please those people who are there. And he always has in his mind the task for which he has come. He never forgets his task. He has come there. Suppose we go from here to some center and we are appearing for some exam there outside. So we stay for 2 days. So we always have that exam in mind. We don't get attached to that room. We never get attached to that room. We always have in mind that I am not going to stay here for long. I have to go back. This is not my place. No matter what else they give us. That Demanjupan was telling that people come in Sukhdam and they stay there and they are given all the facilities. But still after some days, they develop nostalgia, they develop homesickness, and they want to go back home. Even in Madhuban, people don't want to stay for long. Even in Madhuban. So long as Bhatti is there, 3 days, it's fine. But if you tell them, stay for 10 more days, then the question arises, what to do? If you tell them, just do tapasya, no seva. They say, it's very difficult. So, guest is something like that. So think of that you are a guest. Just as that story is there, a foreigner comes in India and he meets a fakir. So, he goes to visit that fakir's hut. And after going to his hut, he says, where is the furniture? So, that fakir tells that foreigner, where is your furniture? He says, I am just a guest. I have come from outside to India for sightseeing. The fakir says, I am also guest in this world. So, I also don't have any furniture. So, it is like non-attachment. So, second thing is guest. Third thing is consider yourself as a deity or an angel in this body. This is the third method of renouncing body consciousness. Think of yourself as an angel in this body. I am an angel in this body. Think of your form of body as an angel. This body is a form of angel. That is the third method. Fourth method is Shivbaba. Just as he enters the body of Brahma and remains unattached. He has nothing to do with anything. He comes and he goes away. He is hardly attached to anything. You have seen his movements, how less they are. He doesn't make too much movements. He doesn't want to touch so many people. Does he want to touch? No. He is so unattached. He comes into the body. He relates the murli. He gives so many blessings. He gives drishti. He throws toli. He eats toli. He enjoys. But at the same time, he remains detached. He has nothing to do with that body. What a state of absolute detachment. To be in the body and yet not in the body. That is what you have to think. Just as Shivava has entered that body, I, the soul, have entered into this body. So that is the fourth. Fifth is Brahma. Brahma thought of his body as a chariot of God. So think of, you also think that, this is chariot of God. So these are the five methods, five things you have to think of the body. This body, first of all, think of it as amanat. Second, think of yourself as a guest. Third, angel or deity, fourth Shiva Baba, and fifth Brahma. So these are the five things. Then Baba has talked something deeply about body consciousness. 10 heads of Ravan and 16 or whatever. Baba has said, don't become a Ravan with those 10 heads, be a Shakti with arms. Because if you become a Shakti with arms, you cooperate. If you become a Ravan with heads, you oppose. So these are the sum of the 10 heads. Baba has given a very beautiful example. If somebody comes and tells you, you are junior, he is senior, what happens? Many questions arises. Why? Q? Kya? What? Jaise? How? Aise? Is it so? Taise? Jaise? Taise? These are the 4-5 things Baba has said. Is it like that? Is it like that? Is it like this? You can add 4 more to complete, to make it 10. Who? When? Whom? Kaunsa? These are the questions. Where? Who? Yeah. So, these are all the questions. All these questions are the heads of Ravan. All these questions are the heads of Ravan. The moment you are attacked by this question, know that Ravan has entered. These are the heads. One head you cut, another head comes. That head you cut, another head comes. So rather than becoming a Ravan with 10 heads, what you have to become? A Shakti with 16 arms. What are the 16 arms? That day also we discussed. Arms of cooperation. So how do we cooperate in this yajna? So there are 16 arms. The Devi is shown with 16 arms. First, cooperate with your purity. Cooperation of purity. What you have to give? Cooperation of purity. Second, cooperation of your remembrance. You remember Baba? That itself is a cooperation. Third, cooperation of harmonizing of sanskar, sanskar milan. Fourth, cooperation of good wishes and pure feeling, shubh bhavna and shubh kamna. To have that means you are cooperating. Fifth, cooperation of soul conscious state, of your sthiti. That is the greatest cooperation you are doing to this world. Then, sixth, cooperation of your creativity. Then, cooperation of service. Service now again of many quality, many varieties. Thought, word and deed. Thoughts, mansa seva. Words, by your speech. And deeds, by your elevated actions. Tan, man, dhan. By your wealth. Mind, we already said. Wealth and Mantan. With your body. That is a service. Okay. Then what is the other cooperation? Time. You give your time. Then your stage, that is already said. Then constant and stable stage or soul conscious stage, or straight away you say stage. All stages. Other elevated. Then another cooperation is your elevated Brahmin life. Then another cooperation is peace and purity. Then virtues. All the virtues. You become virtuous and you donate virtues. Gunadan. That is also your cooperation to this. You become, Baba has said, given a Vardhan, be an image of cooperation. Be an image of cooperation. Cooperation of Brahma Bhojan, food. Brahma Bhojan. Cooperation of your drishti, cooperation of your vritti. Cooperation of your enthusiasm, cooperation of, purity is the first thing we said. First is purity. So in that everything comes. Action, elevated actions we already said. Powers, yeah. Cooperation of powers. So about 2 are additions. Somebody has added enthusiasm and somebody has added time. Otherwise there were 16. So 2 you people have added. That's good. We can even add more and more. So Baba has said, be a power, be a Shakti with arms, not a Ravan with heads. Heads means why, how, when, where, which, who, when, not this way, is it like this, is it like that, like, all these are the heads. So don't become that. So now what is the result of becoming soul conscious? What is the result of all this? Giving up body consciousness by 5 methods, being soul conscious, by becoming soul conscious, what you become? Double light. That is the result. Double light, that is the result. And always, again he said about half dead and full dead. If you want to die, die fully. Otherwise stay alive. Dying alive. Dying alive. That also we discussed some time back, what all things we need to die to. So this is one. Other thing is, time is getting up. Baba has talked about if you want, Baba can give you 1,000 earthen vessels. He can give you. But the thing is that you will be distressed because mosquitoes will come and they will cause you a lot of diseases. Otherwise also mosquitoes transmit so many malaria or chikungunya or encephalitis, West Nile, so many diseases are there. Dengue, so many diseases are there. So in the similar manner here also, what are the mosquitoes? Mosquitoes of depression, mosquito of jealousy, evil thought, envy, waste, negative, sinful thoughts, frustration, depression, all these are mosquitoes. How they will happen? Because you are half dead. And one more beautiful thing Baba has said, you find it difficult to renounce because you think of the old. You think of the old, that is why it is difficult to renounce. You think of the new, what you are getting, and you will renunciation will become easy. So, see, this Murli, if you see again, Baba has talked about definition, Baba has talked about types of renunciation, Baba has talked about, he has given worldly examples to explain the concept of renunciation, and then he gave 5 methods to become soul conscious, then he again talking about half dead and half full dead and half dead. He is talking about the result, what will happen. And this is, everybody must have experienced this. What? If you become body conscious, you become heavy. Your head become heavy. That is why in this Murli, the ultimate result of soul consciousness is double light stage. Sushil Bhai has taken out a list of what are the forms of body consciousness in some time back. There is one page. If you become this, these are the forms. To become upset, or to become angry, so many are there. So these are the different forms of body consciousness. So when you become body conscious, you are heavy. The result of soul consciousness is you are light. You know, the head is heavy, you can't think. You don't know what is happening inside. So much confusion. And when you are soul conscious, you are light. So that is the difference between result of body consciousness and soul consciousness. So this is in short about today's Murli. Baba also talked about spiritual youth. This everybody can take as a concept. And you can write, what are the qualities of a spiritual youth? Baba has said spiritual youth means a person who maintains spirituality, one. Second, he is humble, no bossiness, and he is constructive. He is constructive. Nirman, Nirman, he is humble, he is constructive, there is a balance, and he is called Ruhaniyat, he is maintaining his spirituality, and no bossiness, no robe, but Ruhab, but intoxication, but self-respect. But this is about the spiritual youth. He also talked about powerful stage. A powerful soul is the one who stays in Baba's company, who challenges mayas and become victorious. He is like, he gave the example of aeroplane. Aeroplane goes up and the mountains and seas are left down. And he can easily cross, overcome all situations or any situation. That is a sign of a powerful soul. Powerful soul means who challenges Maya and becomes victorious. Powerful souls means he is staying in the company of Father. Powerful souls means just as Father is Almighty Authority, he is also Master Almighty Authority. Powerful soul means he overcomes all the situations, just as aeroplane goes up and mountains and oceans are left down, in the similar manner, no? No efforts. That is the definition of a powerful soul. So, what is powerful soul? You can churn on this. Who is powerful soul? One, who is spiritual youth? That you can churn. That is the second topic. What are the forms of body consciousness? That one can churn. What are the ways to become soul conscious? That one can churn. So, many things are there in today's Murli. So, after some time, you are going to listen this Murli. Listen this Murli. Revise this Murli. Evening, again, we are going to revise this Murli in Hindi. Okay, so today you have to hold a, read the Murli, reread the Murli, breathe the Murli, inhale and exhale the Murli. 8:30 or 8:45. So that, I don't know where it is. So, yeah, Purva, come here. So, you, what are the different topics that day? We gave topics. What are the topics of this Murli? So one topic I already gave to Dr. Hina. She is going to speak on the topic on Friday, opening the Pandora's box of body consciousness. Pandora's box, that's a new thing. It's a Greek concept. There is a story that was a girl whose name was Pandora, and accidentally she opens a box and all the evil start flowing through that box. So that is known as Pandora's box. In our medical science, abdomen we call Pandora's box. Because if patient comes with abdominal pain and you open, you never know what is it, appendix or what or what. It's like strange things come out. So in the similar manner, the topic for Dr. Hina is opening the Pandora's box of body consciousness. So this is one topic. Second topic is that I will give in Hindi, and I will tell in Hindi class. That's a Hindi topic to somebody from the same Murli. So you can take out many different topics from the Murli and then churn on those topics. This is the way. Just as we, Shambhai talked about self-checking method. Sushilbhai talked about contrast method. Kamlesh converted this entire Murli into a commentary. Vaibhav talked about about examples. Dr. Purvi talked about stories. And Shraddhabend made 12 different questions on the same Murli. Nikhilesh Bhai talked about topics. And who else? Nagaraj Bhai talked about the catchy points. He told 5 powerful catchy points yesterday. Everything Murli has been dissected. No part of the Murli is left behind. Each and every word, everybody, about 10 people have mastered this Murli already. Theoretically. Now we have to do it practically also. This is not about theory, this is more about practical. So we have here little Brahma Kumari, Purva, and spiritual youth. Yeah, now she will tell us something about her experience. Okay, so this is today's Murli's homework. Again, you will listen Murli, read Murli, reread Murli, inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. What? Murli. Okay? So that it becomes a part of your, it should flow like blood in your veins. You and Murli, they should not become two things, they should become one. They should become one. Your thoughts and thoughts of Murli, they should become one. So much churning is required. See, the Nagesh Bhai had done such a deep research on the topic. You have to research the topic. Each and every topic requires anusandhan. Without that, it is not possible to understand it. You have to enter into the depth. Baba has said, enter the depth and bring the pearls, the jewels, the diamonds. They are there, but then you have to make efforts. Otherwise, it is not going to happen. So many Murlis we heard, and it is heard from this side and gone. We don't know what is it. Only thing is left is it was very good. But what very good? Very good doesn't mean anything. You have to grasp it and make it a part of your own mind. Make it, let it flow like a river into your body. That is what is Murli churning. Or becoming, yesterday's Murli, Baba has said, no? Those who are Jnani to Atma, they become Yogi to Atma. Those who are Jnanis, they become Yogis automatically. Because that becomes a part of their nature. Jnana. Om Shanti.